Hare Krishna, I have some questions here from Vrishabhanu Das in Mayapur and from Danishwari. Vrishabhanu first asks questions from Harinam Chintamani, and the first one is, he wants to know that this offense of preaching the glories of the holy name to the faithless, is he right in understanding that this means to preach to people about Krishna's confidential pastimes who aren't qualified to hear it? Yes. Is it also that devotees preach or talk above their own qualification or understanding? Yes, that's also correct. And the third is, when Guru gives mantra to unqualified disciples. Yes, that's also correct. Then he asks, well, but what about the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, who we give to all types of people? Do we fall into the category then similarly of offenders? And there the answer is no, because it's the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna's holy name to everyone. We go out on the street, we chant Harinam. It's inevitable that all types of people respond when we're chanting. So even though they may commit offenses to the holy name in the way they conduct themselves, but we're protected from that by Lord Chaitanya's order. For instance, another example is of Shastra. If you can commit offense to Shastra, there's a certain etiquette as to how to, for instance, care for Srimad Bhagavatam. It should be kept on a golden throne. You should never put it on the floor. It should never be thrown away or abused in any way. You should never sit higher than Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's all of these rules, breaking which one also commits offense. But then what happens when we're out there and we're distributing Srimad Bhagavatam and people throw them away? Who knows what they, where they keep them when they go at home, and what other activities that they may perform? So are we then committing offense to Srimad Bhagavatam? No. Why? Because we're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order protects us from those offenses, which are what? They're also Lord Chaitanya's order. So Lord Chaitanya makes all of these different rules, and he can also absolve us from being subject to them. So same thing with distributing the holy name. Okay, his second question is that it's stated that Shudanam arises when all anartas are gone. However, even at the stage of bhava, there are some anartas. So does that mean that Shudanam arises only at the stage of bhava? We should be clear that Krishna's holy name can manifest to anyone at any time it chooses to, because it's Swarat, it's independent. On the other hand, that's not generally what happens. Generally, it happens when all anartas nasta preshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhakti bhavati nashtiki. When anartas, for the most part, have all been eradicated. What stage of devotion does that take place? Well, beyond anarta nivriti. And most preferably in stages, most likely in stages like Ruchi and Asakti, where practitioners have Uttamadhikar, they have a high qualification for chanting Krishna's holy name. Of course, the appearance of Shudanam itself has different stages. There's you can say anartha shunya, There's also Suriname that's free, still free from the presence, or has not yet manifest the result of Suriname, which is prema, or even in that sense, bhava. Bhava is the seed form of prema. So at the beginning stage of Suriname is one type of Suriname, and when one chants Suriname in ecstasy and one chants Suriname with love, that's another. And this last question is about Gopinath Patanayaka, who was raised on the Changa for taking Maharaj Pratap Rudra's money, and Lord Chaitanya accused him of using it for watching dancing girls. So he says, how can a pure devotee be engaged in illicit activity? So as I mentioned yesterday, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyana Pujaya. Don't measure pure devotees by our own standards. They may be engaged in certain activities that we consider to be wrong by our measure, but number one, we're not really there to see exactly what it is that was transpiring, under what conditions, or even for that matter, how these activities were taking place. Not only pure devotees, but even great universal controllers like Lord Brahma and Shiva, they may sometimes be seen to be engaging in illicit activities, but still they're never considered to be ordinary, or never should be measured by our own standards. They're accountable in a different way. So this is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, and we should simply see it as such. And Dhanishwari is asking about a visit to Puri, where she learned that Lord Jagannath is replaced, his body is replaced every 16 years or so, it may be 14, maybe 18, but sometime Lord Jagannath's body is replaced, and she thought that deities are, once they're installed, that's it, they're never changed. Well, first, this idea of deities being installed, it's a fact that the deities installed are permanent, but still that permanency means that at some time in the future they may be replaced. My understanding has always been that for marble deities it's 10,000 years, for brass deities 1,000, and wooden deities 500 years. Why? Because although the deities are still Chintamani, but nonetheless they agree to function and follow the laws of the world, which means that the substances that they've assumed also deteriorate in so ways. Pujaris who've worked with brass deities know that they become pitted after a while. Similarly, marble deities as well as brass deities get worn away in due course, just by the dressing, ornaments, garlands, so many other things. These things also have a certain effect. And wood is the most vulnerable of all three metals. And so in this way, these forms of the Lord become, in one sense, mixed with other metals, other elements, like for instance, brass can start to become corrode away as well. Wood can also, if it comes to moisture, can also rot, or can be subject to attack by termites and so on. So as part of deity worship, these deities then are replaced in a certain time. Now Lord Jagannath decided, and his vidhi is that this doesn't happen, this change of body every 500 years, but because it becomes a source of festival and celebration, therefore it happens at a shorter period of time, and Vaishnavas can thus participate in the pastimes of the Lord and feel themselves very blessed. So in Jagannath Ballabha garden, there is Lord Jagannath's cemetery where the bodies of ancient Jagannath deities are buried. And in this way, Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes. Hare Krishna.